too often in this industry, very phenomenal marketing machines. They're phenomenal at marketing. They're phenomenal at advertising. Their persuasion's amazing. And they just get, they understand human psychology and get people to move. The problem is, like, for someone with my mindset, I'm into lifelong relationships. Like this show, I just want to create a incredible amount of value and come up with ideas, concepts, and ways to pivot, move forward for people that people can run with it. Yeah. And then people want a little bit extra help. I'm always available for someone to give me a call and I can point people in the right direction. I just want to make a difference. And it's just, that's a big purpose for me, and help people take the next step, be the advisor. It didn't exist for me when I was 22, and just teach a different way to play the financial game. And with that kind of purpose, that kind of mindset, and always creating with the Kaizen principles, just create more and more efficiency, always improving.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I have my awesome co-host, Tammy B, here with me.
Hey, Ken. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, finally, she doesn't ask how I'm doing. It's perfect. Thank you, Tammy B. Well, today's topic is going to be a really short one, all right? There's a lot of things I want to dive into the weeds on. I'm waiting to see what nonsense Congress passes with this new budget proposal and what type of laws they want to put in place. And I just felt like we had some sweeping ones a few years ago. Now we're going to have sweeping ones going in a different pendulum, a different direction. And but today's topic is about, it's all about the details. And this is just something I wasn't sure exactly what I want to talk about today. There's always different ideas popping through, but one that's just been really in my head for the last week or so, and it's because of this insurance and financial industry. I mean, they're so intertwined, is the details and how this industry for the longest time, well, still today, I have great relationships. I found the top 1% that I've surrounded myself with, that I work with. But the majority in this industry, in the financial insurance industry, just annoy the crap out of me. And they're phenomenal salespeople. And, it's like every time I go on a trip, it's to some type of financial symposium or workshop or education. My wife, and I've talked about this on the show before, my wife will say, please don't get into another argument or fight with a financial advisor or advisors. And so COVID's kept me safe from that, right? No traveling on that one. And it's because it is all about the details. It's just nonsense to me. I found, and it's very similar. I mean, a lot of these salespeople, my favorite salespeople, one, are very educated on what you want and help you, educate you, walk you through, find out what you want to accomplish, then narrow it down to the different, like, cars. I mean, I just enjoy cars, I enjoy sports cars, trucks. I love all the thought, the energy, engineering, everything behind it. On these, it's just brilliant. And boats, all of it. So anyway, when you come in and you know what you want to accomplish, but you have someone who's really educated and they walk you through, hey, what do you want? For example, I mean, I'll talk about a fireplace for our house. Years ago, I've always wanted a really nice wood stove, and I wanted an EPA certified wood stove. So it cleaned way, it burns really clean. And I thought I knew, it took me years to find what I thought was the product I wanted. I call up the supplier, and he was a great salesperson, which I would argue a great facilitator, right? So yes, he got commissions and made money by selling the product, but he's a great facilitator in the fact that he really understood the industry. He's been in it for decades, understood the products. And I started saying, hey, this is what I want. And he says, you know what? I told him a specific model and manufacturer that I wanted. And he stepped back and says, hey, Ken, actually, why don't you describe your dream fireplace? Well, what is it you want to accomplish essentially? Like, what is it that you want? I said, really? I mean, if you want my ideal, but I don't think it exists, I want a sheet of glass. That's what I want.
Wow, that's so cool.
That's EPA certified, burns super clean, with beautiful flames that never soots, the glass. That's my dream, but I haven't found that product. He says, I can do that for you. And then he introduced me a product I've never seen, because this entity was horrible at advertising. It was from Sweden or Norway. area. And so they're probably pretty good experts. It probably gets gold up there. And so I went to go see it in the showroom floor. I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing's gorgeous. So I came in, I called saying this is what I wanted. And I was going to all these different distributors for months, actually locally. All of them were locally. And every time disappointed, just typical salesperson, typical financial advisor, didn't hear what I wanted. Was just there to push a certain product that they had. And that was it. I mean, yeah, but that's not what I want. And this guy, he knew the industry. He stepped back, pulled me in a different direction, and in a way told me what I didn't want to hear. And I won't blame this. This will be a short show, but it's all about the details. He came back and said, no, tell me what you want. Well, I want a clean burning. I want a perfect flame. I don't want soot. I want an EPA certified. And aesthetically, I want a sheet of glass. That's my dream. And he's all, I've got that. And even cooler, this thing doesn't open left or right. It's kind of like the Lamborghini of fireplaces. It actually moves up. It's just awesome. Gorgeous. And so this was a few years ago. But he paid attention to what I wanted, the outcome, understood the environment situation, measurements I provided him. And of course, he's like, well, let's see if this thing's going to fit. So then I sent him a SketchUp diagram. He's like, I've been in this industry for like 20 years. I've never gotten such a detailed drawing on all this stuff. But so anyway, it was just that's a phenomenal relationship. He initially told me what I didn't necessarily want to hear and asked questions to identify what I really wanted for the outcome and then proposed some ideas, a phenomenal product. And then we made sure it worked, right? And it's just been in my head because I've watched this. It seems to have amplified last few weeks in certain situations I've been witnessing, but I've seen it for over a decade where hats off to these investment advisors, financial advisors, life insurance, auto insurance, agents. I mean, the fact that the ones that are successful really work hard. They work really hard. The problem is the majority of what they're pushing, either they just don't know better or they do know better, just don't bore them with the details. They're telling the client what they want to hear instead of telling truths or stepping back or finding out exactly what they want, you know, and then coming up with a great solution, which might involve a couple tough conversations, but then you just back it up with math and sound financial principles. But the majority it just pisses me off. I don't know how else to say it. So, and I think it's why it creates the arguments that'll occur. I've learned just to shut my mouth most of the time now when I go to certain events and just, that's right. Just be there to learn, be there to contribute, but don't engage sometimes. Understand where you're at. And although I can say, I mean, the events I go to, some phenomenal advisors, like I'll be out in a couple of weeks at a great symposium with a nice mastermind of, I think, brilliant minds that are there to serve what's in the best interest of their clients. And so I love that kind of camaraderie and masterminds. And relationships, but too often this industry, very phenomenal marketing machines. They're phenomenal at marketing. They're phenomenal at advertising. Their persuasion's amazing, and they understand human psychology and get people to move. The problem is, like, for someone with my mindset, I'm into lifelong relationships. Like this show, I just want to create a incredible amount of value and come up with ideas, concepts, and ways to pivot, move forward for people that people can run with it. Yeah. And if people want a little bit extra help, I'm always available for someone to give me a call and I can point people in the right direction. I just want to make a difference. And it's just, that's a big purpose for me and to help people take the next step, be the advisor. It didn't exist for me when I was 22 and just teach a different way to play the financial game. And with that kind of purpose, that kind of mindset, and always creating with the Kaizen principles, just create more and more efficiency, always improving. Beginning, which Tammy, you and others have helped me with, beginning each day with gratitude and ending it with gratitude, grateful for what we've accomplished, but then grateful for what's to come. And but sometimes I'll get frustrated because you see this with politicians all the time. They'll tell the constituents, they'll tell people what they want to hear. But then you look at the details and it's horrific. And maybe next week I'll talk about certain terms and vocabulary where a lot of words will get thrown out and there's really no meaning behind it. And it's done by design because people will just assume, oh, that's what it means for me. And I remember a long time ago, I'm showing an insurance presentation. This was for commercial insurance for homeowners, condos owners association, walking through all the different ways to structure things. I showed, hey, these are areas that are deficient. This is what these new contracts will do. And it was just a 1-1 competition against one other agent that was left between. But I told the truth. And he is like, oh, this company will go above and beyond what they're promising on the contract. And I'm like, I said, wait a minute. Insurance companies are going to hear the contract. They're going to go above and beyond. They're not going to go less, right? Because of law. You really think that there's a massive lawsuit that they're going to go above and beyond what they're required to do? I don't think that's what insurance companies have a reputation for auto and home insurance and commercial insurance. There's a lot of get out of, they have a lot of clauses get out. It's all about the details. Look at these vocabulary terms. Look at how they define these terms. You know, it's all about the details. But because I was showing and explaining, and actually what I was proposing was less money too. But because I'm laying out the truth and not printing out this rosy picture, they went with the other guy because he told all the people there what they wanted to hear.
Sure.
And I'm like, that's just amazing. I'm not going to cross. And this was like a decade ago. I really needed that commission.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, F it, man. I hate this industry. You know, forget it. But I was like, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to breach that thing. Now, thank God there's no claim that happened because I did pay attention to that association for a couple years. And they're just fine. And so, but anyway, I just go on those tangents. You see it all the time. You'll see, and I'm going to go through some really fun vocabulary terms, I think, next week. I think this will bore the heck out of you, Tammy, but it'll be fun anyway. I'll try and make it fun for you.
Perfect.
But you'll see things like average rate of return in the financial industry that's talked about in the prospectus. That's a very misleading word, as opposed to a great way to indicate growth of investments or potential growth, which is geometric mean or internal rate of return. And so little things like that, I'll go through concepts. Or a lot of people paint these fancy, beautiful illustrations with different life insurance products, products like known as IUL or whole life insurance. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Bankosaurus, if for the right families and designed correctly. But these illustrations and how they can be presented can be very misleading. I won't do it that way. And because it's what's not being showed, the devil's in the details.
Right.
And we have, what's so great about this industry in this country is we have access, I think, to the best products in the world. The problem is how they get implemented and how they're used. And too many people that have a system that, hey, this is their go-to product, and this is going to solve everything. It's going to solve cancer, everything. It just does everything. And that's crazy. When you have the ability to look at the entire environment, look at, hey, what do you want to accomplish?
Yeah,
I'm not try to sell the exact product that someone's asking for, but asking what they really want to accomplish, and then maybe exposing them to a bunch of areas that they just didn't know existed.
Right.
That will greatly increase their chances of accomplishing what they want to accomplish, what resonates for them, whether it's more time, more certainty. Or just, man, I want to just crush it, pedal to the metal. Let's go after double digit returns, right? I don't care the swings and the volatility of the market. This is what resonates for me. And by having access to this industry with all these great products, awesome. But it all begins with, hey, begin at the end in mind. What are the goals? What do you want to accomplish? And I just find too many are just giving what someone wants without really diving the details and maybe having some uncomfortable conversations. But really with the purpose of doing what's in the best interest of the clients. And so anyway, that's been my whole thing. It's like been really annoying me last few weeks. I see just, again, I see some of these things amplify and see it over and over again. Very misleading, I think, very manipulative practices, unfortunately, where it just drives me nuts. So anyway, it's all about the details. And I think it's very important that the industry, that's it. That's what resonates for me. I hope this doesn't sound negative, but I think this is important. And so I think I'll go through a few things of how to look through contracts, certain language to read through, and explain what certain vocabulary is being used, what it really means. And I'll have, if anyone, I'll do a fun video. Next week I'll talk about it, and the people want a video, I'll give them a video where I go through the differences between, there's a big difference between average rate of return and geometric mean. And the way that's presented in these prospectuses, I think can be very, very, it's accurate. Vocabulary wise, the language is absolutely accurate. However, I think it's a pivot and misleading. And so I'll just show some of the tricks in the industry, and maybe I'll do a video for people who want to call in, and then I'll provide that link or something. So anyway, a little rambling here. It's about the details. I didn't want to sound negative, but I think it's also a positive that I think it's really important to get a strong education, ask a lot of questions, and really make sure your advisor, whoever you trust, your mentor, truly understands all the details and might not necessarily tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what you need to hear so you can make educated choices on what's in the best interest for your family. And that's it for today. It's all about the details. Tammy B., you want to wrap it up?
Yes, sir. I loved your story, by the way, with the fireplace. I'd not heard that before. And it's actually a really good analogy of what you do for people in the financial industry. And I know that was your point, because it doesn't matter what industry you're looking to get a product or a service in, there are going to be salespeople that have their own agenda and don't take the time, don't have the truthful conversations to get you what you want. And in your particular example with the fireplace, you ended up getting exactly what you wanted that you didn't even think was possible. And I know that with your clients, sometimes you've been able to get them more than they thought was possible. And so I just want to take the opportunity to share with everybody that Ken's objective is to elevate others. And if you think about that, think about that as an opportunity for you in your financial life to be elevated by somebody who doesn't have an agenda other than to elevate you by telling you the truth and showing you what's possible. So I recommend that you reach out to Ken either on his website, phone number, schedule a call with him, email him. There's so many ways you can get in touch with him. I would encourage you to just take that step today, reach out to him, make an appointment so that you too can be elevated.
Thank you, Tammy B. Anyone new to the show, you can always go to my website, engineerfinance.com. I have a lot of fun announcements that I thought was going to happen this week, hopefully the next month. I got some really great things I want to share with everyone who listens to the show that I'm just waiting to pull the trigger on. And it's just another dream come to fruition that I can't wait to, like you mentioned, Tammy, it's just I want to be able to elevate as many people as possible, as I just knocked over my canister. Well, thank you, Tammy B. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.